Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Let's do it. Time for a Price Discovery Thursday edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and great American hometown radio stations. Your old buddy Monty James, northbound and down, headed to Napoleon Livestock in Dakota North. Nice run of hardy northern calves up for grabs on their back-to-grass sale today. Watch a best of the Northland sell for all-time record-setting prices at CattleUSA.com. Wide open spaces up in this neck of the Knot Woods, get it? We bunked at the Cobblestone Inn in Lytton, North Dakota last night. Tight-knit little German community with every lot and ranch house maintained with old country German pride. Ordered the Fleischkugel last night at the local cafe. Felt like throwing on a lederhosen and taking the waitress out dancing. It was that good. The food. Sorry, got sidetracked. Yesterday at the CME, June live cattle closed up 182 to an incredible 208.10. August fats 142 green closing at 203.87. May feeders up 142 to 288.35. August contracts hit an all-time high at an amazing 292.17, up 92 cents. Remember, gentle listener, live cattle prices at the CME are based on 7 to 8 weight steers. Impressive numbers in Chicago, but here's how it went down at HBR reporting barns across the Great Northern Beef Belt. CrossFit enthusiast Mitch Bartle at Minnesota's Tri-County Stockyards had a load of 530-pound black-hided steers at 386. Dateline Platte Livestock Market in Dakota South, 615-pound black steers sizzled at 367. Stockmans of Yankton touted 600-pound heifers reaching 330. Barn fire status at Nebraska's legendary Bassett Livestock Auction, where 50 head of 510-pound steers sold to the highest bidder at 425. 810-pound yearling steers from the Kronk Bros turned and burned at 310. As we always say, it pays to go the live auction way. Live it, love it, learn it. Big sales today at Dickinson and Napoleon, North Dakota, and Ogallala, Nebraska. Buy the best that walk at CattleUSA.com or be in the seats. Feeders and replacement heifers Friday at St. Ange, South Dakota. We have confirmed that Oklahoma City National Stockyards has been sold. Full story at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Check it out. Monty James for America's HBR.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And, man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.